Do you know why I'm drinking way more now than ever? It's because every time I get on social media and I start scrolling, I see your gyms and I see your god-awful shitty social media post. And it's not the photos are that bad. Sometimes they are. It's mainly the copywriting. You're not speaking to anyone. You're putting hashtags all over the place on Facebook. You're not using the right kind of copy on Instagram. You're not addressing any micro problems. You're putting up, 5:30 p.m. class getting lit, wall balls at 6 p.m. Check out Becky. She's late. It's all bullshit. You are checking the box and doing the bare minimum. You're not talking about what makes your business unique, but I can help fix that problem. I'm currently offering social media copywriting services. I've hired an outside copywriter. I had them start doing it for Urban Movement and What the Fuck Gym Talk. It was an amazing success. We've done over 10 different micro gyms in the past 4 weeks. And if you want references, I'll send them to you. If you're not sure whether it's worth the money, I'll send you all the gyms we've recently done. You can look at their social media, see how it's improved. But bottom line is, guys, you do not have to be spending thousands and thousands of dollars every single month on ads. You got to run ads, but your organic social media should be bringing people in. Gyms that do this well get new clients on organic social media on the regular. It gets their clients to share the photos and videos, and it's all due to quality copy and good creative. If you're looking to improve that for your business, shoot me a DM on Instagram, and we can talk about setting up a discovery call. Guys, there's no reason to have your social media suck in 2020. Level that shit up, send me a DM, and we'll get on a call. Now on with the podcast. What is up, guys? It is Stu, and it is another episode of the What the Fuck Gym Talk podcast. So this is a cool announcement. This is like my formal announcement that I am working with Metabolic HQ, Metabolic Corporate, and I'm working with them in the capacity that I'm helping them find and get paired up with individuals who want to open a metabolic franchise. I'll be traveling around to several of their multi-unit franchise locations around the country, interviewing the franchisees, shooting content, and I'm super excited, and I want to talk about this a little bit more to kind of give clarity as to what this means. So, blessed to be able to have retired, at the end of last year. Most of you guys know that story. And with that, one of the cool things that came of that is I kind of became like a free agent, and I was able to start collabing and start working with certain boutique brands or micro gyms that I otherwise probably wouldn't have been able to due to, my own Urban Movement endeavors and the licensing model and all that stuff. So this was some very cool opportunities that presented themselves, and this is one that I'm especially excited about. I started fucking with Metabolic, and I think I did my first piece of content with them back in 2017. I obviously, their headquarters, their flagship locations are here in Charlotte, North Carolina. Very familiar with the model since I moved here. I think they popped up right around 2011, 2012. And I've always admired them. You guys, if you listen to my content, I reference them on many occasions. But what I'm real pumped about with this is now I've got the opportunity to be a bit of a liaison and a connector between any of you guys who might be considering wanting to open a metabolic franchise, or you're curious about it. I am privy to some information. There are things I cannot disclose, and I wouldn't be able to. I don't know. I would forward you on to those at Metabolic HQ that do know. But the initial numbers of how much money, how much is it going to cost, how much net worth do I need to have, what kind of markets are they looking at, those kind of that basic franchisee information I am privy to. And what I essentially want to do, I just want to invite anyone, if you've been thinking of maybe joining a company that already has a winning playbook, and I will say winning, I don't know if you guys realize this, Metabolic started off as a grassroots franchise. They recently partnered in 2019 with a company called Z-Growth. And I think there are over 60 locations signed right now. And the most impressive thing to me is most of these are owner-operators, meaning, it's just kind of like, you or me as a micro gym owner. They open one up, right? This isn't like four doctors throwing in $1 million like an Orange Theory and never stepping foot behind the front desk or coaching a class. Most of these are owner operators just like you. And the majority of them
are going to multi-unit locations relatively soon, like within 3 years of probably opening their first one, or 4 years, which means they've got a great proof of concept. I mean, incredible. I'm real excited for you guys to hear some of the success stories. And I mean, they've got everything. They've got former, you know, high level CrossFitters that have left that scene and opened up Metabolic. They've got guys that open up one location, and in year three or four, they're opening two and three, and now they're opening double digits because the proof of concept is there. And I mean, they're fucking ATM machines right now, right? I mean, I don't want to like jinx it, but they are absolutely crushing it. There's no franchise in the fitness scene that I've seen and I'm looking at everything, guys, you know, that's what I do, that I'm as optimistic and excited about as Metabolic. I think it just crushes the white space that exists right now between CrossFit and Orange Theory and you know, F45 and those cardio based models, and they've just got just this really strong head start with these 60 plus units hitting these awesome tier one and tier two markets. And these guys, these owner operators, are doing fucking good. Like, they're doing really fucking good. So it excites me to be a part of that and to be able to, you know, I've got an audience, you guys, and there are some of you in there that maybe have a doing well with your CrossFit gym. And you're like, man, I would love to be able to also corner both sides of the market. My CrossFit gym's good. What if I also owned a Metabolic before, you know, someone brings a Metabolic to my city and competes with me on it? Right? So I've had conversations like that. I've had others who had their own micro gym, and it just didn't work out. And essentially, it's not due to any lack of hard work by the owner. It just, unfortunately, they opened up maybe at a day and an age where the playbook, they didn't have a really good playbook, right? They were trying to piecemeal this thing together. You know, they're asking other gym owners on Facebook groups how to run the motherfucker. Like, and they're like, listen, I shut that down. I liquidated it. I've got cash. I want to still do fitness, but I'd like to run a winning model. And I really like their unique belief in fitness. So there's a lot of different opportunities here. And if any of you guys fall into that and you're really curious, please do me a favor. Don't just like ding me up and be like, hey man, I want to talk about it, just because you want to know how much money Metabolic requires to fucking start a franchise. Like, if you're genuinely interested, shoot me a DM on Instagram. I'm going to screen you a little bit. I'm going to ask you some questions because I just don't have fucking time to take 50 goddamn phone calls of people who are just toying around with it. But if you're legit, guys, you're real fucking serious about this, you really want to know more, please shoot me a DM on Instagram and I will fill you in on it with all the information I'm privy to and I'm aware of, I'm allowed to share with you. And if you're still interested beyond that, then I could do a direct connection with the guys over at HQ that could give you the further details that I can't. But anyway, I'm super pumped about this. It's really cool. I've been such a fan of this brand for such a long time. I've gotten to know the ownership over there very well. And I'm excited to continue to get to play in the fitness space in different ways. So anyway, guys, that's it. If you've got questions or you're interested in possibly joining, you know, the Metabolic team and looking into a franchise, shoot me a DM on Instagram at WTF Gym Talk and let's chat.